Hi, welcome back to The Good Life. I'm Guy Barrow. I'm glad you joined us today. I hope you come in every Saturday for the lunch hour with Good Life Guy. Food, wine, and fun for ears, that's what we kind of call it, but you can call it anything you want, just show up. Cookbook authors, chefs, winemakers, sometimes it's just me, boring, eating and drinking in front of you. Today, it's so much better than that. Evan Goldstein is a master sommelier and part of the founding partnership of Full Circle Wine Solutions. But more importantly, talking to his mom, Joyce, a few weeks ago, she told me about a deal he's coming up with, and I got a press release, and oh my goodness, it's called Master the World, Taste with Focus, Taste Blind. Those of you that have taken some of my classes at Wichita State University, you know that I am a huge fan of tasting a wine, and you can have your own rating system. You like it, holler yeah. You don't, you holler boo. And eliminate what other people think and what other critics think and what your preconceived notion by knowing the label or the grape variety and things like that. There's a lot to be learned. And part of what Full Circle does is education. Now this is education for even me, anybody. Evan, congratulations. I think this is a brilliant idea, and it looks like you didn't have any trouble raising some funds. Is it still open? Can I still
absolutely. No, because in fact, one of the neat things about the crowdfunding platform that we've used amongst obviously Angels and all the other good stuff that we do is Indiegogo. And Indiegogo is a platform that if you do in fact reach your campaign goals and your fund, they leave you up there for as long as you want. And that works out brilliantly for us because our own personal website e-commerce function isn't yet functioning. So this way we can actually send people to not only learn about Master the World, but also if they want to, you know, purchase a subscription and all of that, they have a place to actually go do it. So that site is indeed still up and running.
And I have a link at goodlifeguy.com. You got to go look. Now let's talk about this. This is something that anybody who has done any of the more advanced credentials has to deal with, and that is the idea that you have to taste blind and be able to drill down and come up with as simple as warm weather or warm climate, cool climate, old world, new world, aromatic descriptions, flavor descriptions, faults, and if you're really good, grape varieties and producers. It's a challenge, and it's harder than ever, Ev, because the global wine market, in a good way, has become more homogenized, in my opinion.
I would concur with that. And also, you know, between the world being global and palates being more global, winemakers are increasingly more global, which means bringing old world into the new world and new world into the old world. And then, of course, you know, the little factor we haven't yet figured exactly out how it's going to build into blind tasting and a number of other things is climate change. Because climate change is, in fact, changing not only ultimately, you know, let's talk 20 or 50 years from now when we do a revisit of this show, but, you know, the grape varieties in different regions are going to change. And interpretations of grapes that are, you know, perhaps more cool right now might be slightly warmer a few years from now, which changes perception of ripeness and all those other things. So, no, it's a very challenging world, and having a guiding factor to help you navigate through it, especially in a blind tasting format, is critical.
Well, and if I remember right, you had a friend that was down in South America, and she was getting ready to test and having to get wine sent to her, and man.
Yeah, it was crazy. You know, I was actually leading a group of sommeliers down in the southern part of Brazil in the heart of their wine country, Serra Gaúcha, in the state of Rio Grande do Sul. And this one sommelier who was, you know, getting ready for advanced and stuff like that had literally schlepped down with her an entire suitcase full of these like odd sized mini bottles, kind of akin to when you go on a flight and somebody goes, "What would you like to drink?" And you order a gin and tonic, and they bring you out one of those little 50 ml bottles of I don't know, Beefeater or something like that.
Yeah.
And she had filled all of these up, or actually had a friend of hers fill all of these up, and had put a little piece of masking tape with a number on it. And every morning before we would head out, she would set herself up with a stopwatch and pull six of these misfit bottles out alongside, dump the contents into six wine glasses, and put herself through a test. And the first day I thought, that's kind of neat. And as I kept watching it over those days, you know, I took more interest in it. And I started to wonder, you know, how are the wines being preserved? A week in Brazil, you know, in a 50 ml bottle, probably not the best thing in the world. Were they even sparged? You know, who had made the selections? Are the wines really good examples of what they were? And I came home and just thought to myself, as this sort of sat with me and I marinated on it, that there had to be a way to build a better mousetrap, if you will. So I started what would ultimately become probably a 2+ year before we started even getting to the final trials of this journey of figuring out a way to essentially take fine wine, premium wine, cork-finished wines, the kinds of wines that one would taste at a high-end tasting, a good wine bar in a restaurant, obviously a blind tasting for an examination, and transfer those wines after you check them for cork and fault anaerobically out of 750 bottles and into 187 bottles. And there was a lot of trial and error, but we finally, you know, we're able to work with the firm that's helping us with our packaging and production to come up with a way to do this and do this in such a way that literally a year later, as I'm still tasting, you know, the remaining samples that I have, and we're running lab analytics that show that the wines are not only sound, but they're holding quite well. You know, and winemakers who were all freaked out on, you know, what's the dissolved oxygen level like? What's the free SO2 in the wine like, et cetera? They've all been quite pleased as we've shown them the results too. And to a point where we now have wineries reaching out for us saying, hey, how do I get involved in this? How do I do it? But it really does replicate, if you're, you know, trying to be an aspiring Jedi Knight, master sommelier, master of the wine type, that opportunity exists for you. But if you're frankly just a really curious, passionate amateur who really loves wine, or as a person thinking about how do I, you know, do a fun thing with my friends, or maybe you just have one friend or two and you want to work on getting your palates better together, because 187 is a beautiful pour for two people.
Yeah.
There's great opportunity, team building, all sorts of stuff.
Well, I'm going to do it with my wife, because she's learned a lot in the last several years with me and tasting, and she's got a good palate, and I think it'll be so fun. So I'm going to do the dive in. Let's talk about the, you know, obviously this is for those the professionals who want to test for and require that ability. But I really think there's just a huge place for enthusiasts, and the cost is such that at worst.
Absolutely. No, I mean, and realistically, you know, when people ask me kind of what's your thinking, what's your long-term model on it, my feeling is it's kind of akin, a lot of ways, Guy, to Under Armour. You know, when people forget that when Under Armour started, it was exclusively professional. It was exclusively for the uber pro athletes who were, seeking to be the best performing people they could. And then from there, it sort of drilled down to college athletes, to high school athletes, to folks like that. And then eventually now you can buy Under Armour, you know, underwear and energy drinks and all that other stuff. So while we sort of feel like the validation for everybody needs to be established at the top end, but nevertheless, you know, I think to your point, it's fun for enthusiasts. It's fun for consumers. It's fun for people who really care. And ultimately, I mean, it's not going to be year one, but we plan to have simpler blind tastings and activations of this that you could buy, you know, retail and as well as online and stuff like that. And go home, and if it's simply a question of, you know, I'm a novice about wine, and ultimately I give you, you know, three whites and three reds, and one's a Sauvignon Blanc, and one's a Chardonnay, and one's a Gewurz, and one's a Pinot, one's a Cab, one's a Zinfandel, you know, we'll be able to teach people at the very entry levels, or, you know, six different Zinfandels or six different Chardonnays.
Oh, yeah.
So the permutations are you know, numerous. But ultimately, the goal is exactly that: provide a platform and a format for people on a, you know, subscription basis by which they can grow their palate, improve their discernment, because it's actually educational along the way too. And for those who are trying to get a handle on what we do, and, you know, obviously I described a little bit about the production process and how we get the wine in the bottles, but once we get it to you, there's an entire online platform that people can score themselves on, submit their scores, see how they did versus the panel of master who, you know, we always have a panel that will be selecting the wines, because it's not one person's palate that should be picking it. We agree that three experts at a minimal need to agree that this is a pristine example of XYZ wine. But then you get your results. You can see how you did. You can see some tips and clues. We reveal the identities of the wine, which is not something that everybody does. And then we give people the opportunity to, we'll give the people the opportunity to either go purchase if they'd like, or if they sort of feel like, well, this is helpful, good information, but gosh, I'd like to know a little bit more. There will be a feature that sort of connects you to set up a live chat with a master, for obviously a slight premium that allows people to get time and kind of understand how they got to where they got if they feel they need additional guidance.
I can't imagine the amount of work that is involved here. It sounds like a simple concept, but just the mechanics of getting it into the bottle safely and shipping it and the legality issues and all these other things.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think we would have, you know, we could have launched a bit sooner. I mean, not that much sooner, but somewhat if one, we hadn't stopped and started and sputtered during the production process, you know, in getting the product to where we wanted. And everything, by the way, is screw capped. So we get the wines into the bottles, we sparge them, and then we screw cap them so they're really in pristine condition when we get them to you. But to your point, I mean, dealing with the United States of America, God bless, is like 50 different countries when it comes to actually shipping wine. So even as people will notice if they do go to the Indiegogo site, you know, we're only opening up in less than 20 states. Unfortunately, my friend, Kansas isn't one of them right away. But we will be, you know, between February when we do launch and the summer, we'll be opening up pretty much everywhere. And we will do it legally because I don't feel like going to jail or getting fined. But we will also sort of roll out appropriately. So there are certain markets where using traditional three-tier system is the only way to go in, and we will do that. And, you know, we'll work appropriately so that we do have national distribution, you know, by midway through the end of the year.
Yeah. And you know, Kansas, we've come a long way, Ev. We're not a reciprocal state, but we're the next level down, and so shipping is not a problem, and I hope you'll get that worked out, because I do. I want to do the dive in and do a year's worth of tasting, and let's take a break. Can you stay with me for a little bit longer?
Absolutely, absolutely.
I have so many ideas, I can't imagine. Think of the six bottles of Chardonnays from all over the world, or the six bottles of... You pick it. Pick the grape. Pick the region. Pick the American viticultural area. What a great way to do business. I can't wait. We're talking to Evan Goldstein. It's a master sommelier. Go to goodlifeguy.com, or if you want to cruise direct, it's indiegogo.com. Look under projects. Master the world blind tasting wine experience. Check this out. You're going to love it. You're going to want to be a part of it. We just got to keep bugging Evan to make sure that Kansas gets on the approved list by next summer. I'm Guy Bauer. It's a Good Life. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.